USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Washington lawmakers play the blame game on why violent crime is spiking in major cities throughout America, Washington, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte has his theory from what he's seeing on the streets.
I can tell you that marijuana undoubtedly is connected to violent crimes that we're seeing in our community. When you have something where people get high reward, they can make a lot of money by selling illegal marijuana, and the risk is low, the risk for accountability is very low, that creates a very, 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 very bad situation, because those individuals get robbed, those individuals get shot at, those individuals get involved in disputes all across our city. I'm seeing it happen more and more.
At least seven people died in a series of car crashes during a sandstorm in Millard County, Utah on Sunday. About 20 vehicles were involved in the 4:30 p.m. crash on I-15. Millard County is in west central Utah. USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax, or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
Former President Trump held a rally over the weekend in Phoenix, Arizona. Brad Bernards has more.
Former President Trump on Saturday hailed the Arizona State Senate for its ongoing audit of the 2020 election in Maricopa County during a rally in Phoenix while taking shots at Republican Governor Doug Ducey.
With your help, we will stand up for democracy and for justice. We will fight for truth, transparency, and accountability. And we will not stop until we have restored our American birthright of honest, free, and fair elections.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman on Monday was meeting with her Chinese counterparts. More propaganda than productivity came out of the in-China meeting. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Xie Feng said in a statement, the breakdown in U.S.-China relations is due to some people in the United States treating China as an imaginary enemy, end quote. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The COVID Origins Forum in Congress seems to be a partisan study group by the GOP. Iowa Congresswoman Republican Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News the Democrats told her they were doing their own investigation.
Well, as a committee, we have asked repeatedly for there to be an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. And even back in April, at one of our committee meetings with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky of the CDC, we asked this question again of the chair, and one of the other members had said that they were looking at doing an investigation through the Science and Technology Committee. As you know, we still have yet to have any notice that there will be an investigation. And so I think rightfully, we use the powers of oversight that we have in Congress, and we convened a hearing. Unfortunately, none of the Democrats attended that hearing, but the expert testimony from the witnesses was quite profound, quite significant. And I think, as they said, and I would tend to agree, that that this virus came from the laboratory, mm-hmm. whether it was a leak, whether it was accidental, whether it was an intentional, whether it was man-made, or whether it was a virus that they brought into the laboratory and then worked through gain-of-function research to enhance its human-to-human transmission and also its virulence or pathogenicity, that occurred in the laboratory and it leaked from the laboratory. So I think that right now, all the credible scientific information looks like it was a leak from a laboratory and it was not of zoonotic origin.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.